It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Exactly 1 month ago, a questionable presidential vote in Kenya unleashed an explosion of unrest. Until then, Kenya was one of the most stable countries on the African continent. Now, the election-related violence has degenerated into ethnic and revenge killings, and that's despite desperate mediation efforts. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton spent time this weekend at the scene of the latest violence in Kenya's volatile Rift Valley.
Mobs of youths armed with stones charged the police, who fired into the air to disperse them. Three more days of violence and houses in two more towns in Kenya went up in flames. The attackers used everything from clubs, machetes to bows and arrows to set upon residents from other tribes. And there were revenge raids. Some people were locked in their houses, which were set on fire. Others were clubbed or hacked to death. The targets this time were the Rift Valley capital, Nakuru, and nearby Naivasha. Both towns are tourist havens. The Rift is an opposition stronghold, but it's also home to large communities of Kikuyu who belong to the president's tribe. The main stadium in Nakuru was packed with people, again driven from their homes and seeking refuge.
Well, we're in the stadium and the place is actually completely full, especially of women and very young children. They're here with the belongings that they have managed to escape with, sitting literally in a field. Fortunately today, it's not raining. They're trying to cook, but some have complained that they don't even have the wherewithal to be able to cook food. I'm just going to chat to this lady. Ma'am, what's your name, please?
My name is Pamela Rasari.
What's your message to the political leaders now from both sides? Because you know that Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General, is trying to mediate in the conflict.
They sit down and talk together and discuss over this issue because of them. Why can't they just sit down and square all these things instead of us down here suffering?
Like Pamela Rasare, many of the displaced are demanding that President Mwai Kibaki and his political rival Raila Odinga sit down and talk to end the mayhem. Former UN Chief Kofi Annan, who's trying to broker peace in the Kenyan conflict, toured the Rift Valley on Saturday. He deplored the violence.
We saw gross and systematic abuse of human rights of fellow citizens, and it is essential that the facts be established and those responsible held to account.
Meanwhile, humanitarian workers who are trying to help tens of thousands of displaced people are even worried about their own safety in Naivasha, which exploded on Sunday. Abbas Gullet is head of the Kenya Red Cross.
This morning I traveled on the road to Naivasha because we are setting up a camp in Naivasha for the last 2 days for people coming into Naivasha. And my staff were this morning quite frightened to say they would go out because there were roadblocks everywhere in Naivasha town and that whole highway.
The police claim to have restored order in the Rift Valley. Provincial Commissioner Hassan Nur Hassan insisted they had the situation under control as he boarded an army helicopter to fly over the region.
The situation is tense in the town here, Nakuru. Things are tense, but I'm sure we'll be able to overcome it. Of course, people have been burning houses and, you know, going for each other's throat, basically on the basis of tribe and all these kind of things. This is part of the post-election violence, and we're not taking it lightly. We've been able to contain the situation in many parts of the province.
Yet just this morning, that confidence was shattered. About 1,000 people from opposing ethnic groups faced off in Naivasha, in the very Rift Valley the commissioner flew over. It's hard to imagine that the police would be able to keep them apart. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.